To take the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We are very humbled again by the positive recommendations and support that has been provided by the members. We recognize the efforts and the comments regarding the Family Protection Act and its awareness. And I wish to report to the members that Palau is, through the Ministry of Community and Cultural Affairs, is working with the Gender Office, the Judiciary, the Police Department, the Attorney General, and have signed a Memorandum of Understanding where we have prepared posters, information on domestic violence, where to contact, and providing awareness, working with the schools, school boards, parent network, and both traditional and non-traditional organizations to provide awareness on this particular issue. As a small island country, there are many challenges that we face on domestic violence, but Palau, as many of us, we put priority on the protection of women, children, and particularly family. And the Family Protection Act for Palau is a protection effort for a whole family. I recognize the support provided from Australia as a regional countries in the region of the Pacific. Australia is supporting many of the programs, particularly in the gender mainstreaming policies and their program, Women Shaping Pacific Women. In this effort, through the programs in the Republic of Palau, a gender policy is across the board. And I want to report to the committee that the policy is in its final stages with the support of our regional office, the Secretariat of the Pacific Community. I welcome the support from Denmark and also the ambassador from Cuba for recognizing Palau's calling and continue to seek assistance for our process to ratify the core treaties. We are in the work with the National Congress and the leadership and the NHRI, and we appreciate all the comments and supports that's been presented to us in this effort. The working committee is, as mentioned in my statement, is this is the priority, and it's been mentioned in the dialogue. And I want to report, Mr. Vice President and the members, that for the first time in this UPR process, Palau, the cabinet members, the president, and the parliament, including civil societies, the disability groups, the legal efforts, have worked with us in sending this report to this organization. So we are very humbled by the recommendations that's been presented to us. Thank you.